I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. Recent scientific breakthroughs have now revealed how important plankton are in the fight against climate change. Think of plankton like Captain Jack Sparrow. He is the worst pirate, and they are the worst swimmers. They mostly float along, going wherever the current takes them. Some plankton, like phytoplankton, are plant-based. Others are tiny animals called zooplankton that eat plant plankton. Everything else in the ocean eats plankton, or everything that eats plankton gets eaten by something else. So plankton form the entire basis of the vast ocean food web. And just like trees on land, plankton absorb carbon dioxide and emit oxygen. Despite being microscopic, they produce more oxygen than all the trees on Earth. 50% of all the air on the planet, or half of all the air you'll breathe today, came from phytoplankton. And about 40% of all carbon emissions are absorbed by these single-celled critters. When plankton die, much of that carbon sinks to the ocean floor, where it is kept sequestered from the atmosphere. Zooplankton poop piles on even more carbon. But plankton cannot continue to cycle out carbon without our help. Rising ocean temperatures threaten their survival. Ordinary people can help dial down global temperatures by converting food waste to compost. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.